I used to fantasize about how it would feel to be a millionaire and what I would do with all that money. The only way I figured it would ever happen was if I won the lottery or the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes, which I'm not convinced is real. So the day it actually happened was a complete shock. I was out shopping at the mall and, as usual, running a little low on funds. That cute pair of genuine leather boots was on sale, and I didn't think I'd ever find another pair I liked better. At half off, I could hardly pass it up. That's when I remembered the account Uncle Joey had set up for me. I'd used most of the money to buy a new car when a bank robber tried to kill me and totaled mine. Ramos, Uncle Joey's hitman, saved my life, but I ended up working for Uncle Joey. I had to tell him my secret that I could read minds so he wouldn't harm my family or me, and in the process, he opened a bank account in my name. Over the course of our association, he put lots of money in there for me, and I dutifully spent it. Now that Uncle Joey was out of my life, I had forgotten about the account until I saw those boots. My husband, Chris, wouldn't mind too much that I bought such an expensive pair of shoes when I told him it wasn't his money I'd used, and the best part would be that I wouldn't feel so guilty about it. With this happy thought, I rushed to the nearest ATM and put in my card. After entering my PIN number, I checked my balance. That was when I nearly fainted. There was a 5 with a whole lot of zeros behind it. $5,243.78, to be exact. What the freak? I swallowed and took a deep breath, then glanced around, hoping no one had noticed how much money was in there and shove a gun in my ribs or something. Call me paranoid, but the last few weeks had taught me to watch my back. Needing to turn the screen off, I punched withdraw and took out $200. I got the money, logged off, and walked away like nothing was wrong. I wandered over to the food court and sat on a chair just as my legs gave way. There was only one way that money could get into my account, and that was through Uncle Joey. I thought I'd seen the last of him, but that must have been wishful thinking. How could I be so naive? I'd just have to call him and tell him to take his money out of my account, or I would put it someplace where he'd never find it. On second thought, I'd better not. That would just get me killed. I'd have to be nice about it, and ask him what was going on, and hope I wouldn't have to do anything illegal, or worse, to solve his money problems. The last time we talked, I worked pretty hard to convince him that my mind-reading abilities were gone. But I'm not sure he believed me. If he ever found out I still had them, my life would never be my own. Ever. Maybe an email would be the best way to handle it. Feeling better, I decided to go home and do just that. I passed the shoe store with the boots and slowed for one last look. I could probably still get them. I mean, I had $200 in my pocket, so why not? I'd always wanted a tan pair of cowboy-style boots, and these were fantastic. I tried them on, and they fit perfectly. After paying for them, I left the shop with a smile on my face. I got halfway to the outside doors when a spot between my shoulder blades started to itch, like a warning that someone was following me. I slowed and glanced in the windows of the closest shop. Using my mind-reading ability, I opened my senses wide, hoping to catch a stray thought that would tell me if someone was thinking about me. I heard nothing suspicious. But I'd learned to trust my instincts and decided it wouldn't hurt to scan the mall. Trying to make it look like I'd forgotten something, I wandered back the way I'd come. Listening hard, I still didn't hear anyone thinking about me and why I had stopped. I should probably go home. If someone were following me, I would know long before I got to my car. The parking lot was crowded and my car wasn't too far. Still, I got out my keys and punched the unlock button. I didn't walk directly to the car, choosing to cross between the parking spaces so I could look back as I opened the car door. It didn't look like anyone was following me. I swiveled into my seat and shut the door in record time, then locked it and let out a breath.